How much do you think that new push comes from, for example, the California Air Resources Board pushing you, saying you've got to do it, we're going to make you do it, we're going to have restrictions, we're going to have quotas? And how much of it is internal and just related to the customer?
Well, I think in the end, for this to work, it has got to be driven by the customer base. And I think different people have different views of the role of regulations pushing. What I've seen around the world is if the regulatory desires are combined with things that affect consumer behavior, such as in Europe they tax gasoline very heavily, you do get people to move to very fuel-efficient cars, trade off bigger versus smaller cars. What's in the end important is, what do consumers want to buy? And my sense is that consumers' attitudes are quite different today than they were when gas was $2 a gallon.
So consumers want to buy electric. They want to buy hybrids at this point.
I think so. I think it's changed quite a bit. I'm not saying all consumers, and what's important to keep in mind is consumers expect value out of this. So they're not necessarily willing to pay significant premiums for these technologies. So our challenge is to develop them, the technologies, get them to market, and make sure that we provide them at a price that the consumer sees the value. And if we do all that, I think they will really embrace the technologies.
What do you say to people who maybe don't buy that and say the oil companies and the car companies are really invested in keeping us in a gasoline economy, and especially they have been in the past? Is that true, and is it true at all today?
It's certainly not true today, and I don't think it was true in the past. I mean, the auto industry and the oil industry have worked together on things like fuel blends. But other than that, I think, frankly, we've operated pretty much at arm's length the entire time I've been involved in senior positions. So it's true, the infrastructure is petroleum-based, so that's the easy thing to do with the next car. But I think, for a variety of reasons, we're going to need to move away from that. In the auto industry, we have a responsibility to lead that. We can't do it alone. But we have a responsibility to lead that. And I hear some of the oil companies, the heads, talking about developing alternative kind of energies in the future. So I suspect they're seeing some of the things we are, maybe on different time frames than we see.
There was a discussion recently in this area, especially with the Tesla, electric car manufacturer, and other car manufacturers. Smaller ones, trying to get going, saying, you know, we wonder if Silicon Valley may be the next Detroit. What do you think?